Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, November 24th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Air raid alarms sounded across Ukraine yesterday as Russia renewed attacks on civilian infrastructure near several cities, including the capital of Kyiv. Ukraine's energy ministry said on Wednesday that most of the country's population had been left without electricity due to massive Russian shelling, with strikes also hitting residential areas, schools, and hospitals, along with energy and transport infrastructure. Power was still out in 70% of Kyiv as of this morning. According to Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko, at least three people were reported dead following yesterday's attacks, including a 17-year-old girl. At an emergency UN Security Council meeting last night, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on the UN to take action against Russia, calling the ongoing targeting of civilian infrastructure the Russian formula of terror. Speaking at the meeting, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield accused Putin of weaponizing winter to inflict immense suffering on the Ukrainian people. She went on to warn that Russia would continue in its attempts to freeze the country into submission. The European Parliament on Wednesday designated Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism, arguing Moscow's military strikes on civilian targets such as energy infrastructure, hospitals, schools, and shelters violated international law. Yesterday's vote was largely symbolic, as the European Union as a whole does not have a legal framework in place to enact the measure. The resulting resolution calls for changes in EU policy to enable the bloc to declare states, and not just individuals, as sponsors of terrorism. The parliaments of four EU member states, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Poland, have already designated Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. The resolution also called for the swift adoption of a ninth package of sanctions, further restrictions on EU engagement with Russia and Russian participation in international organizations and bodies such as the UN Security Council, and a ban on Russian state-affiliated institutions in the EU accused of spreading propaganda around the world. Polish MEPs from various political groups all voted in favor of the resolution, with no abstentions. The resolution was adopted by 494 votes in favor, 58 against, and 44 abstentions. Sopot policemen are looking for a deaf 79-year-old woman by the name of Helena Gryglewska, who has been missing since noon yesterday. Ms. Gryglewska reportedly left the house around noon to do some shopping, and her family has been unable to contact her since. She's 160 centimeters tall, or 5'2", and was wearing a black coat, dark trousers, and white shoes when she left. She was also carrying a black handbag and a dark shopping bag. Anyone with information about Ms. Gryglewska is asked to contact the police immediately by dialing 112. And the 2022 World Cup continues to surprise commentators and fans alike, starting with a shocking 2-1 victory of 23rd-ranked Japan against 11th-ranked Germany yesterday in Qatar. Germany's surprise loss was followed by a record-breaking match between Spain and Costa Rica, in which the 7-0 final score and complete domination throughout the match surprised even diehard Spanish fans. Rounding out the night, despite a disappointing 1-0 loss to Belgium, Canada can take heart in their performance, according to some commentators, with the Canadian team coming out fighting in their first World Cup showing since 1986. For more highlights, predictions, and analysis from the World Cup, tune into Radio Gdańsk each morning at 7:35 a.m., again at 1:15 p.m., and 5:10 p.m. each day this week.
The weather.
Today will be cold and cloudy with little chance of snow and a light breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will remain close to freezing with a high of 0 degrees centigrade or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping slightly to negative 1 degree centigrade or 30 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar cold, cloudy weather is expected for tomorrow, with a potential for more snow over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.